I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Do we need something new? Well, as usual and as always, we want to look into God's Word today and find out that answer. In Acts chapter 17, we're going to read there in just a few moments whether or not we need something new. In that chapter, we see that Paul, in verse 16, it says, "Now while Paul waited for them," he was waiting for Silas and Timothy there, according to verse 15. It says, "While he waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry." Well, what did he do? It says he disputed with the people. In other words, he preached Jesus. He went and he was not afraid of them because he was empowered with the Holy Spirit. Understand that Paul was a Christian. He was a man of God, and he was constrained, or he couldn't contain himself unless he was preaching about Jesus. And as he was speaking to these people, we understand that there were certain people there who said Paul was a babbler. In other words, he was just babbling and saying stuff that was not important or anything. But what they didn't consider was the Athenians. And we're going to read in verse 21 there in just a moment and ask the question, do we need something new? Well, let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to leave your prayer requests so that we can share those requests with you to God. And we want to see and hear of those prayer requests being answered. You can also leave us the answers on there about how God has answered your prayer requests. We want to rejoice with you for what God has done and is doing in your life. You can also go there on lrwm.org, and you can download a free transcript of this program or any other program of It's a Good Life. You can also write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or you can go to the website and also request a written transcript absolutely free of charge. Now in Acts chapter 17, we want to look at the subject, do we need something new? And, you know, we're hearing a lot today, and there's a slogan going around, change you can count on, or change we can count on. Well, do we need change? Do we need something new? And the first thing I would ask you, do we need a new gospel? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Now the gospel that I'm speaking of here, and the Bible is speaking of here, is a blood-bought gospel. Jesus shed his blood. That is the gospel. It's a gospel of grace. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." It's a blood-bought gospel. It's a gospel of grace. It's the gospel of Christ. God left heaven and was nailed to a cross. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." Verse 2, "By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." In other words, if you have truly believed in the gospel, on the gospel, about the gospel, trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have believed the gospel, and you have passed from death into life. You have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Do we need a new gospel today? The answer now, as it was back during Paul's time, is absolutely not. In verse 21 of Acts chapter 17, the Bible says, "For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing." What an opportunity it was for Paul to talk to these people about the gospel. They were curious. They wanted to know what was going on. They had a natural desire to know about something new. Well, to them, this was new to them because they had evidently not heard of the gospel of Christ up to this time. And then we see and we ask the question, do we need a new Bible? Have you ever taken time to look around to see how many versions of the Bible you can find in a bookstore or online? Have you ever taken time to look at the different things that you can see, how that they've been translated by different people? Well, who's right? Well, do we need a new Bible? In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Some would disagree with me, and that's perfectly all right because I disagree with them. When we look at the Bible, I believe we need to look at the Bible at the King James Version. Now you say, well, that's not the original. Well, it may not be the original to you, but to me, it does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. I believe that when God sanctioned His Word, He gave us the Word in such a way that we can understand it. Some have said, well, I believe that it's easier to understand the modern translations. Well, I wouldn't say to those people, you need to get saved. I wouldn't go that far. But I will tell you this, the Bible tells us that the Spirit will lead us into all truth, and that if we have the King James Version of the Bible, and we read it, understanding that through the Spirit of God, He is going to lead us into all truth, we have the truth in the Word of God, in the King James Bible. It is the Word of God. I do not fall out of fellowship with those individuals who look at other versions, quote-unquote, of the Bible. I simply say that we need to understand that God works His way to deal with hearts, and that if it is saying something different, if you're reading another version or a version of the Word of God that takes away from the deity of Christ, that takes away from the gospel of Christ, that changes the blood-bought salvation that He gives to every person who calls upon His name, if that is changed in any way in the version you're reading, throw it in the garbage. It is a perversion and not a version of the Bible. Do we need a new Bible? Absolutely not. The Bible we have gives life. The Bible we have gives comfort. The Bible we have gives hope. It is the Word of God. The next question is, do we need a new Christ? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. We think of the sociable gospel today. While we're living in the 21st century, we need to be modern. We need to be modern, I ask you. Jesus said that all that come to me, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. That hasn't changed. That's the same today as it was yesterday, the day before, last year, and the year before that. It never changes. Jesus is the same. He's the same one who opened the eyes of the blind. He's the same one who healed the lame. He's the same one who raised the dead. He saves, He separates, and He satisfies. Do we need a new Christ? The answer, of course, is no. Well, do we need a new way to serve God? In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do we need a new way to serve God? The answer, of course, is no. We need to look up. We need to look up to heaven. We need to look in. We need to look into our souls. We need to look into our hearts. And then we need to look out. We need to go by the way of the cross. We should never compromise our testimony for the Lord. We should live for Him and let other people know that we're living for Him by the way our life is shown to them. Do we need a new way of salvation? Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses," speaking of Jesus, "inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house." Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Do we need a new way of salvation? The answer is absolutely not. We need to repent. We need to believe, and we need to confess. It's so simple a child can understand. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Do we need a new way of salvation? There is no other way to go to heaven other than through Jesus Christ. We do not need a new way of salvation. There is no other way. Do we need a new church? Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." A church that preaches the word. A church that is separated. A church that loves souls. Do we need a new church? No, we just need a church that's carrying out the old command of going into all the world and preaching and teaching the word of God. Do we need a new hope? The Bible says that He is our blessed hope. "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever." New hope brings peace. New hope brings power. New hope brings purity. It's a hope that is sure and steadfast. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Notice verse 11. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." You are without excuse today if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You will stand one day before God and you will give an account as to why you did not receive Jesus as your Savior. He will say to you, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. There is no other way to go to heaven. There is no new way to go to heaven. There is no such thing as socialism taking you to heaven. There is no such thing as any type of person other than the Lord Jesus Christ taking you to heaven. You must believe on Him, trust Him to be your Savior. If you've never trusted Him today, let me ask you, what if God called you away just now? What if your heart stopped beating? Where would you be? Would you be in heaven? Well, if you're not sure, let me invite you to make sure right now. You could pray something like this: "Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and you rose from the grave that I could have eternal life. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I receive you as Savior right now." If you'll pray that prayer, Jesus will save you right where you're at. Ask Him to come into your heart, and He'll save you right now. May the Lord bless you, and I pray that you prayed that prayer. And if you're a Christian now, the fellowship of God, may you come back to Him today, not for your salvation, but for the joy of your salvation. This is Lewis Woodard. Write me. Look at the website today, lrwm.org. Tune in this same time next week for It's a Good Life. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer. Living for the Lord.